How would you describe the Dark Soul? Can you describe the Dark Soul?
Bob, you want me to do it? You said you addressed me?
No. That's the best example of the Dark Soul.
He is totally right. I was thinking that. I was so tempted to say it the past hour, well, I'm the Dark Soul. Obviously, I am that.
He chases it. He never chases it. He always wants it. He never wants it. He gets it. He hates when he gets it. He doesn't know he got it. He got it. He wanted it. He get it. He got that he knew that he got to get what he wanted to do, what he get. And then he had to get what he wanted, And then when he wanted what he got what he wanted, what he got. And he didn't know he wanted. And he didn't know he wanted what he wanted to walk because he wanted what he wanted. He didn't walk. But he didn't know he wanted what because he wanted to walk. He wanted to walk, but then he didn't walk because he wanted to walk. You see?
Haven't the angels found him yet then? I mean, Bob's not the Dark Soul.
I am. How come they haven't found me yet, Ion?
Ion, are you protecting Bob from the host
of
angels?
They are fucking afraid of you. I'm too fast.
I am the Dark Soul.
But now that's an example of the Dark Soul. Let's go. We'll give you that.
He's an example. So would you say the Dark Soul is an entity residing in little men or a little man?
Well, it would be the perfect little man, one so powerful that he's God, he's so powerful he maintains a little position. See, wouldn't that not be the epitome of the Dark Soul? What is a soul? A soul is a stenographer. A dark stenographer or one who will not come back in your place of power.
That's me. That's me.
I said
I'm leading the 99%ers. I represent the 99%ers.
It's the endless loop.
Ion, would there be a difference between a dark soul and an elder in that case?
You don't get that answer until you work about the lampstand. Sorry.
Wait. I don't get an answer unless I do what?
Oh, I can get the lampstands. You've only been on it like a bad habit enough.
Okay, but I just want to bring this point up.
The point has nothing to do with it. The point is, until you get the lampstands, the difference or the difference between an elder and a dark soul is not achievable by you until you find out about the oil and the lampstands. There's a vow of judgment. We're going to do this and do this and do this until you do it. It's up to you.
Sounds good.
Well, you've got to pursue it, Brian. I give you permission to pursue it right now.
Or not.
Bob develops his question specifically.
Oh, fuck that. What are the lampstands? Start over again.
There's Arvis Brooks.
What factors am I considering that I'm missing that would be, but if I didn't loop myself, would be the dark soul replaced by the lampshade?
The finding out the placement of the lampstand in position of the marriage supper or the altar where the blood is changed with the marriage supper of the lamb. You've got to get the deference up because otherwise you're going to save the wrong soul.
Save the wrong soul.
Describe the reason there's a benefit of being an elder.
There isn't.
That's right. Best you get is a voyeur.
The elders are around your throne. I mean, if you're ascended, Matt.
They certainly are. Well, they are anyway, whether you know it or not. If you're a little man, they're there and you don't know it. If you are ascended, they're there and you do know it. That's not different.
I don't just find the qualities of the oil in the lampstand.
The perfect amino acid.
Ah, Dr. Deed.
And the lampstands are made clean or shiny through the process of ascension?
They're already clean. They're already shiny.
Is that chromosome 14, the lampstand?
No. Come on, man. Y'all didn't bow judgment. Let's go. This is not redo. We did this already. It's the old school. Let's go. Bob says he doesn't want the tired old dribble. He wants new things. So
yeah,
that's predicated on your participation, or is that a part of civilization?
Is the perfect amino acid trimethylated lysine?
It would be.
And you mentioned the arrangement of the lampstands. Is the arrangement in meaning a certain order?
The vow of judgment. Have the vow of judgments laid out.
The vow of judgments are poured out because they're not required.
Done. Good. And the reason is?
That little man is ascending, and all of those experiences are poured out for...
They would be beside him. They would be beside him. They would be beside him. They wouldn't affect. They wouldn't affect him. You see, the vow of judgments wouldn't affect the ascended one. It would affect the little one.
Great.
Yes. Okay. Now, you may be in the center of the marriage supper. Remember the marriage supper of the Lamb. You may be in the center of that. So you might be right on that precipice of getting hitched, but not hardly hitched yet. But that still would set you aside from the ladies of ill repute.
Having the vials poured out, you're saying, would set you aside from the ladies of ill repute, meaning the whores.
Correct. Now, and we have nothing against whores, but we're talking about the distance between little man and big man and at the marriage supper. You see, you're a groomsman, whether you're hitched or not. So that puts you into the position of precarious proclivities that would exclude you from the vile judgments. You know, it's very interesting about the vile judgments. They never say what type of agar they use.
Well, agar is typically used for culturing organisms. What would be the benefit of that?
Would it not fit in a vial?
Sure.
So there'd be bad genetic engineering.
Intriguing.
Monsters of the lab.
You wanted something new, didn't you?
Yeah, that's new.
Do we have a name or a label for these organisms that would be cultured in the agar, or is it yet to be created?
It's already created. It's up to you to find it.
Does anybody know, Brian, what Ion has said the lampstands are already?
Well, we've only said it 2018.
I know. Anybody remember? Well, what are you laughing at, Sasha? Look up in your notes.
The lampstands burn before the throne, Bob, and before the blood of the lamb.
But what do they represent?
They represent the perfect amino acid, which Ion just said is trimethylglycine, which they actually said on the Bob Fest.
Are the vials sitting beside the lampstands?
No, the vial judgments are in the seven layers of heaven, and they're the experiences of the little man. They were all laid out in that lateral view chart of the angry judgments from those who don't come into their place of power, the maritime authority, the river and the fountains of blood become water, the legislative branch,
and found within the fourth and fifth ring, the space between the fourth and fifth ring of the angel diagram.
You go through these heavenly realms to get to the perfect bread of life. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that the vile judgments, there are seven of them, and they're laid out in the layers of heaven, and they're the experiences of the little man.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying about that is that they're all spelled out in the Revelation series already.
Right, you got the perfect amino acid sitting there, and the vile judgments are something connected to getting there. So
let us ask a good question. Since you're all that, and we love us in Denny Bell already. Anyway, describe exactly the reason that the lampstands wouldn't be attached to the throne or to the altar or to the blood. It seems to be separated, does it not?
The lampstands would be separate. Well, I guess they would be a phase because it says in the patent that the trimethylated lysine is communicating with the histones and stuff. So I guess it's a communication aspect, maybe.
Maybe, but they're in a close proximity but not quite connected. It's almost like that's a separator. Is it kind of like when you would store yeast separate from your moisture so it wouldn't begin an activation process? Now, we're not trying to stir up no damn candida bullshit. We're just trying to say, some things are separate but held close together, and then when they're combined, it makes a new thing.
Okay, well then, from that place, if you had...
We're going to cut you off because we want to get this together. Then give us a working definition of a resurrection. This isn't when Greg rolls over too early in the morning either. This is just a regular resurrection.
Would that be an element that hasn't yet been discovered, Ion?
No.
Be changed blood. Wouldn't it be changed blood?
Working. Well, Jenny Bell, which we love us, and Jenny Bell's going to give you a definition of resurrection.
The resurrection is the act of rising from the dead.
Okay, that's one application.
The rising of Christ after his death and burial.
Good, okay, it's another one. Okay.
The rising of the dead on Judgment Day.
Good. So that doesn't even have to do with the vile judgments. That's Judgment Day. When you come to
there's another one here, Ion, that says arising again as in from decay or disuse.
Done. There you go. You've left yourself. And those dry bones will come forth. Okay.
There's your continuity from last week. You're picking up from last week with the dry bones.
Of course.
So, Ion, this has to do with what you mentioned last week with expiration.
Yes. Exhalation, yes.
Exhalation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was the definition of resurrection that we're agreeing on here?
We're not agreeing. We asked for one, and that's the one that we're trying to get to.
And what's the one we got?
The rising of decay.
Rising again as from decay or disuse.
You have your place of power, but you're not using it. You've applied, but you won't turn it on. You're connected, but you won't activate the switch. You've done the processes it takes for ascension, but you won't come into the place where you receive it.
That's how you describe the dark soul.
Yeah.
Explain the process of receiving it.
Give us Noah Webster's version of received. This is going to be fun. An interesting way to look at it, literally, to receive, and that definition, come on.
Receive, it says, to get or be given something, to react to something in a specific way.
To react to something in a certain way. That would be like, I receive your word, or I receive your position. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Keep going.
Okay. To accept as authoritative, true, or accurate.
Okay, that's interesting. That how and to receive, you would get the difference between power and authority, even in that ridiculous position. But see, it just keeps coming up around and on and on and on and on, doesn't it?
How about to let have?
To let have. We like let have. Let have is nice.
And then it also says to come into possession of.
We would say come to receive, to come back into possession of. Otherwise you would be seeming as opposed to deceiving. So we like that, but we say coming back to.
Receiving almost is in you've had it before.
It is.
A redo of deceiving. The redo of the receiving.
So now the question is not, is to be or to re-be. Is that what you mean?
Well said, yes. To re-be or is to go back to the be that you were.
Okay. Now, Brian's still sitting there holding his phallus, wondering about those damn lampstands. Shall we go back there?
I haven't heard a specific definition of a lampstand.
Well, he's not given one. Tell us what you learned so far regarding lampstands.
Well, so far we've learned that the oil in the lampstand is the perfected amino acid of trimethylglycine.
Okay.
But wait a minute. Is there any other amino acids besides the one that's being discussed?
There are others, yeah.
Yeah, but that was the most important one.
Not just the one amino acid, there are more.
Would the lampstand be a delivery system for that, those amino acids, Ion?
Could be, but that's not really the question. It could be. That's a direction, but it's not quite where you're trying to get to. He's trying to decipher exactly what the lampstand is. Well, when you asked us this the last time, Brian, what did we say the lampstands were?
I remember going through a session about it and went back and forth. I'll give you what I think. And see, I'm not even going to say what a lampstand is. I'm just going to say what it represents. And it represents several aspects. One aspect is a seal, a trumpet, that whole, the ladder thing, when you take the ones across, the twos across, the threes across, each one of those, you take all those aspects, is a lampstand. So you have seven lampstands. And with all those aspects, each lampstand represents a layer of heaven.
Keep going, keep going, keep going.
And maybe part of the aspects is also the layers of, well, I don't know, but could the layers of the atmosphere be an aspect of a lampstand, like the troposphere, the mesosphere, the ionosphere, the stratosphere, all of those different spheres, are they, do they apply, or is that something completely separate?
Well, okay, fine, then. If you're going to go that way, somebody's got to go this. You did it, so fine. Exodus 25, 31 through 40. Draw swords. Let's go.
Hold on. I got to get my Bible app out.
Jenny Bell.
I just want to make sure, Ion, that you agreed with Brian that the lampstand is the representation of the lateral view of the trumpet, the vial on each one,
no.
Each church.
No. No, it does line up, but it's not that. That's part of the whole part. That's not a lamp. He wants a working definition of a lampstand, not where those lampstands fit into the storyline, which they do. But it's not about that.
And you want Exodus 25, 35 through 40?
Not 31.
Would a lampstand be an application of...
You've been to find out. You've been to find out.
Okay, here we go. Out of the King James, and thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers shall be made of the same.
Six branches.
And six branches shall come out of the sides of it. Three branches of the candlestick out of one side, and three branches of the candlestick out of the other side, three bowls made like unto almonds with a knop, K-N-O-P, and a flower in one branch, and three bowls made like almonds in the other branch with a knop and a flower.
It's like the blossom of an almond blossom.
Oh, right. An almond branch. So in the six branches that come out of candlestick. And in the candlestick shall be four bowls made like unto almonds with their knops and their flowers. And there shall be a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, according to the six branches that proceed out of the candlestick. Their knops and their branches shall be of the same. All it shall be one beaten work of pure gold. So no separations. And thou shalt make the seven lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it.
Did you get that?
That they shall make the light.
Right, it says they shall make light over against it. What's the it they're referring to?
It's, well.
Yeah, they're making light. They're illuminating the area in front of it, which is the throne.
Hey, Ion, is this a description of what we were discussing, Carol and I, with you last night?
Dude. But now you get the actual divination of it. So now, Brian, now you have, that's the golden lampstand. That's the golden lampstand, and so that's a representation in the old school, well, actually, what you call new school, because remember that was after the old revelation came, long before Genesis. So now you have a little different conversation regarding a lampstand, do you not?
I mean, when it talks about, now they'll make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. So
beaten work. My question is the representation of beaten work. Is that just forming gold into a stick, a candlestick, or is it implying something else?
Brian,
anybody have a comment?
You would see it. You will wait till the patents come out, and then you can read it in the patents. Our patents.
Zechariah 4.
Beaten work is Zechariah 4.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, what patent were you referring to?
These are the technologies we're making that we don't discuss in public, but I'm recognizing the layout as particulars of what we were working on last night, Carol and I and I on. I did not know this lampstand referred to that till this moment, you know?
My question was, do the lampstands represent cold fusion?
No.
It doesn't, but what you're learning, you would learn here tonight, is these things in the Bible refer to actual sucking technologies. That's what's interesting.
So I'm also thinking, do the lampstands, is it about how, what, when they're lit and how they burn?
It says the definition for almond, talks about the almond blossoms. In the Hebrew, it means the awakening one and to light the way. So I wonder, with the lampstand, is to light, you know, it's to be a light bearer, light the way of the awakening one, which I'm assuming is supposed to be a little man coming into his ascended position.
So Zechariah 4 then.
Jeannie, I'm thinking that's more the old school that Ian just referred to. That's old school interpretation. It's true, but we're getting at the actual technical modern developments here.
That wasn't Jeannie. That was Kim.
We want Zechariah 4, Jeannie.
Starting with verse 11?
4. Sorry,
yeah.
4.
Zechariah 4, verse 4. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest not thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto thee. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me.
Capstones.
Ah, capstones. Okay, very good. Headstone, capstone. Okay. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he said, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth.
Now go back to Jonah 4 and read verse 1 through 3.
Okay. And then the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one on the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side thereof.
Now, if you see this, trying to give a bit of a metaphorical reference, but it sets the stage. And if you take that as a lampstand and then bring that into Brian's revelatory position about the altar, you start to connect the lines and spaces after a bit, could you not?
Yes, I can. Yes, thank you.
So Brian says, great, may I tell me about the lampstand? Brian is so great fun. He's innocent and he's dumb as dirt till he gets it, but once he gets it, he's got it forever. Great fun. All of eternity will be held in abeyance until Brian gets the lampstands. So there you go.
So the lampstands light the way. They have oil in them along with the lipids or the amino acids, and they light our way to get us into salt and light.
Then that can relight the position, would it not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, so you're missing out of the equation so far. The part you're missing is the connection. You got the answer. Now what's the question?
The question, I think, goes back to the question that was asked at the beginning, which was, I think Sasha asked it maybe even, the application of the next phase of coming into your power, and you, Ion, said that you're not going to get there until you deal with the lampstands and the vile judgment.
That's right. Good.
And they happen at the same simultaneously or in a certain order?
Yes.
Depending on the who you're asking.
That's your both and part.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering about this receiving business. You said to me before that there's a conductivity between the physical and the non-physical and that the connection is with you. Does this apply in this context with the lampstand?
It can. What if you drew a contrast and compare the bowls and the trumpets?
Compare the bowls and the trumpets?
No, what if you did? The first trumpet and the first vow judgment.
Well, the first trumpet has to do with the labyrinth of the mind. And the first vile judgment is the angry judgment from those who don't come into their place of power.
It's the hail with fire and blood. The burning, burning hail that's cast on the earth. And the third part of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up.
And it says the third part of the trees is the central nervous cast into the sea. The mind is
good.
Consumed in a new environment.
Ooh, how wonderful. Now, that you're making a little TT stand up right there. That's good, because you got to have some more carbon in the world. It'll get you that much carbon if you burn up a third of it, won't it? Okay, so now 16.1 would get you the first vow judgment, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's a noisome and grievous sore.
Mm-hmm.
And also the white horse.
Mm-hmm.
Which is in the seal.
And so then 16.2 was when the first twin poured out his vial upon the earth. Okay, now let's go to the second trumpet. That's where it steps into the sea and becomes blood. And then the second vial judgment is where it's poured out of the vial on the sea and it became as blood. So now you're starting to see a little hookup, are you not?
We're not seeing my turn.
Revelation 8:8, Revelation 16:3.
The Revelation 8:8 is the separate trumpet, which had to do with the third of the creatures died. And it has to do with the law. Okay.
Okay. Now let's go on to the third. That'd be 8:10, and then the third judgment would be 16:4, where here you got the rivers upon the fountains of waters. They became wormwood. Dr. Dean Skull's theory. So that's 16:4, the vow judgment, and 8:10 for the third trumpet. And the fourth trumpet is 8:12, and the vow judgment 16:8. That's where the sun becomes involved. You'll smite the sun. And the fifth would be Revelation 9:1, and the fifth judgment 16:10. And then you get where you start to smoke. The smoke, Bob, smoke monster comes out of the furnace.
That's from Lost, the TV show Lost.
And his kingdom was full of darkness. Gnawed their tongues for pain. Blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pain, their sores. Ooh, how yummy. Great fun.
So is this the escalation of this H19, or the effects of all this nuclear fallout, just escalating, escalating, escalating?
Well, we're speeding it up, darling, just as quick as we possibly can. But humans keep holding it back. But don't worry. It'll be over for some of you very soon. Don't worry.
Ian, I had an interesting image. We were discussing a couple hours ago Sasha's first reading, April 22nd, 2010, which was the week the portals opened. And that was in that weekend, one of the JWs burnt the lawn at his home. Is the burning of the grass symbolized in there? Can you connect those two?
Mm-hmm. You make carbon. You need lots of it.
But the actual burning of that area in JW's property, did that have something to do with the opening of the portals that happened that week?
It can
connect.
Sure. And like your VOG.
Our VOG, yep. That's here in Hawaii.
When you did the Revelation series, Bob made it apparent that it needed to be done before the blood moon of December 21st, 2010. We're approaching another blood moon in April. And I wonder...
Okay, so Exodus 40.
Exodus 40?
Mm-hmm.
Is it as significant, this blood moon, as it was back in 2010?
Yeah.
And can you explain what...
It has everything to do with time. It has to do with lighting up.
Can you explain the classification of a blood moon? What makes it a blood moon?
Well, go by your literal definition, and then we'll tell you. Go by your literal definition, and then we'll tell you. Because otherwise what happens is it becomes our proper thing, and y'all don't seem to like that very much. So we'll go by a lexicographer's version.
It has something to do with the tetrads.
Yes, it does. But if we said that, you'd think we're being all dodecahedron-ish.
Can you read the definition, Sasha?
Yeah, when you brought it up earlier, I pulled up this page, but I didn't know if it was going to be too woo-woo, the four blood moons.
Imagine that, too woo-woo.
Too woo-woo. It says that they use the term blood moon to apply to the full moons of the upcoming tetrad, four successive total lunar eclipses with no particular lunar eclipses in between, each of which is separated from the other by six lunar months or six full moons. John Hagee, the author of this book, appears to have popularized the term in blah, blah, blah. So,
just go back to a regular working definition of a blood moon without the Hageization of it.
Yeah, because Hagee wrote the book in 2013, and the blood moon was actually in 2010. And prior to that blood moon, there hadn't been one for many years. So I don't know what Hagee's got going on in him.
Yeah, he spent too much time with the communion wine.
It says that the proponents of the biblical prophecy regard the upcoming tetrad as especially significant because it coincides with two important Jewish holidays, Passover and the Tabernacles.
Mm-hmm. That's right, when he said go to Exodus
40. 40.
So Exodus 40.
The whole chapter or any specific verse, Ion?
Start at one, and maybe it'll answer your question.
And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month shalt thou set upon the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. And thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony and cover the ark with the veil. There's a different spelling of veil there.
Imagine that. Keep
What's
going.
V-A-I-L?
One's in Colorado. Oh, wait, that's one.
And thou shalt bring in the table and set in the order of things that are to be set upon, set in order upon it, and thou shalt bring in the candlesticks and the lamps.
Yeah, there it is again.
And a light, the lamps thereof, and light, the lamps thereof.
And thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense before the ark of the testimony, and put the hanging of the
Better have some gold. Better have some gold. Okay, good.
And thou shalt set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation.
That's carbon. Good. Okay.
Hold on a second. I want to go back to the, now it said, and thou shalt bring in the candlestick and light the lamps thereof. So the candlestick and the lamps are two different things. It sounds like they're using the candlestick.
A lampstand. A candlestick holds the lamp. It's a lampstand. There are seven lights on the candlestick, which is the lampstand.
You mean the lampstand holds a standing candelabra.
It'd be a standing candelabra, yes.
What's V-A-I-L? What is that?
The veil.
But the spelling is V-A-I-L, not V-E-I-L.
That's why we're literal. Yeah, the veil that was rent in two that separated you from your place of power. You have veils of swinging, snowboarding place in Colorado.
So the verb is in the definition of a verb to separate
yourself from your face from your groomsman.
Interesting.
There's lots of veils.
But in the dictionary definition, it's just to let sink and to lower. It's a verb as opposed
Very
to a
good.
Noun.
With the veil, yes. So it would be a participle here.
Okay, so in the definition, the verb, V-A-I-L, used without an object, and there's a verb used with an object.
Well, this one is without.
Without.
And cover the ark with the veil. So that's an object of the preposition.
I'm really trying to hear Ion.
Well, y'all's chicken. Y'all just trying to fuck it. It's okay with me.
It's being used with it, so it is to to lower it. So it's sinking it. It's diminishing its power and cover the ark with the veil. Interesting.
Can you speak to this, Ion? The oil in the lamps is lit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it trimethylene? Trimethylide?
Okay. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So, therefore, you would light the lamp, but you would be salt and light as well.
You're using the candlestick to light the lamp. Is that right?
The candlestick is the lamp.
The way it looks, the way it's written, it says, thou shalt bring in the candlestick. It sounds like you're bringing in a candlestick that's lit, and you're taking that candlestick, and you're lighting the lamps thereof with the candlestick. And you're saying they're the same thing?
Yeah, they are the same thing.
I am saying that there's a whole bunch of different things going on at the same time, though. There's atmospheric conditions, and there's...
There are a lot of things that are hammered in there.
Everything's happening at the same time.
Well, see, this is the confusing thing about the lampstands and the candlesticks. That all over the place, it seems like they're referring to two totally different things, candlesticks and lampstands. You're using the candlesticks sort of like a tool, if that's the way you want to say it, to light the lamps, the candlesticks.
Does it look like a menorah?
You can use it. There's other ceremonial expressions as well. But most of it's found in Exodus 40.
I think that's Exodus 40.
Exodus 40, yeah.
Ion, who's doing the Exodus if that hasn't happened yet?
You are.
Me and the Dark Soul Gang?
Yeah, we think you're trying to do it right now, but you can't seem to quite get past verse 6.
What'd you say?
Verse 6.
Verse 6, okay.
That means read on, Sasha.
Yeah, that means continue.
Verse 6.
And thou shalt set
the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. Who are the congregation? Don't answer that. Mark it. And thou shalt set a level between the tent and the congregation and the altar. And thou shalt put water, H2O, therein. And thou shalt set up a court around that and hang up the hanging at the court gate. And thou shalt take the anointing oil, and anoint the tabernacle and all that is therein. And thou shalt hallow it and all the vessels thereof. And it shall be holy. And announce, shall announce the altar with burnt offerings and its vessels and sanctify the altar. That should be the altar the most holy. And thou anoint the lavel with the foot and sanctify it. And thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and wash them with water. And thou shalt put Aaron on holy garments and anoint him and sanctify him that he may minister unto me and the priests of the office. And thou shalt bring his sons and clothe them with coats and thou shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their father and they may minister unto them into the priest's office, anointing them and surely the everlasting priesthood throughout their generations. Thus did Moses all these things according to the Lord he commanded to do so, and he did them. And it came to pass in the first month, the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up. Moses reared up the tabernacle and fastened its sockets and set up the boards thereof, put bars thereof, and reared up his pillars, and spread abroad the tent of the tabernacle, and covering of the tent above it, most Lord God commanded Moses. He took and put the testimony of the ark and set the staves of the ark and put the mercy seat above the ark and brought the ark into the tabernacle. This is how it was set up when you lost your power. This is what you did. You've got to decelerate before you can accelerate. You're coming in. You've got to see where you did with it when you separated yourself with it from the first place. Then you can come back and find your place as God. And that's why you will never find it without a lampstand. You're welcome.
Ian, is it seven chakras? Someone's asking on the chat line. Seven chakras involved in seven
chakras. Wait a minute, Bob.
What?
That's our Miss Brooks. That's our Miss Brooks.
So I'm asking for Ronan. He's been going on and on chat line. Is the seven candles the seven chakras?
No. Never.
A lot of emphasis was put on anointing.
Right.
And this anointing, can you describe what would be the modern-day equivalent of the anointing that we speak of?
There is no modern-day. Anointing is anointing. Whether you did it then, now, or in the future, in the past. Anointing. Rub it. Take your hand on the head. Cover it. Put your hand on somebody's head, and whatever you're anointing them with, cover your hand and their head. Douse them with it. We can't imagine any kind of anointing going on less than a quart.
And the substance used to anointing, what would be the modern day equivalent of that liquid substance? Oil.
Oil.
What kind of oil?
We don't care. Anointing oil.
So the altar has a burnt offering, which is the carbon, before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation.
Do. Now, wait. You're going to have to parse this apart, you grammarian, you. You've got to see that what's going on here is they had their place of power. Now they've separated this from power. They don't know what to do with it. So this is telling them what to do with it. But all this goes into the Ark of the Covenant. This is the place where the Ark of the Covenant was stored. This is where you separated yourself from power and you put it in the Ark of the Covenant. This is where it was stored. This is how you got it from you into the Ark of the Covenant. If you get it real close and get it from the layers and the tears, you're showing you exactly how to put the power from you into the Ark of the Covenant. But if you know that, you most certainly can get it back.
The type of oil in this case isn't necessarily relevant. You said any type of oil. Is it olive oil?
No. We didn't say that at all. He asked.
We
sent the guy you anoint with. But we didn't ask anything regarding this. He just asked a question.
the anointing oil will be different from the lamp oil.
Yeah.
Lampstand.
Would the anointing oil be olive oil or almond oil?
Describe the chemical equation of each, and we'll tell you.
So olive oil is a mixture of glycerin molecules that have three fatty acids attached to it and triglycerides.
What? Fatty acids? What? No. Oh, tell us. Something that would be affected by the lipids? Come on, you've got to be joshing us.
Ion, in what way do these fatty acids relate to salt and light?
Always.
So the lipids and the fatty acids all have to do with the RNA, doesn't it? The amino acids?
It would.
But the anointing is required for the next phase of the lampstand, so one needs to be anointed prior to...
Listen now. That's how they got it out of them and into the Ark of the Covenant.
So that's the RNA drops before the bread of life, Ion? The anointing is the drops?
Interesting,
Ion, the lampstand, does it have anything to do with the seven spirits of God?
Not necessary. I mean, everything would. This is about the actual laying it out position. It's
the first supper. It's the first supper, not the last supper. It's the first supper.
Okay, good.
Right, new metaphor. Never been said before. The first supper. That's what we're doing here today.
The first supper of the Lamb. And they had roast beef, right?
And some lentils. I don't forget the lentils.
We had those damn lentils and granola oil.
So, Ion, do the lampstands have to do with the double helix strands?
It could.
The architecture of the helix strands?
It could, because what apparently the lampstands hold is the most valuable portion of the program, and your RNA strands would hold the most important aspect of the conversation. And if it transposes or allows the amino acids to flow through the stranding system, you'd need a lampstand in place that would allow it to flow from seven layers in that almond buttered position on the blossom of that flower. The stamen would come from chromosome 14, would have flowed through all the other chromosomes. But then you'd have 22, would you have, or 23, depending on the plus one and the plus minus one, plus one of the XY strata, to set up that each part would have both. So then both completed would include both sets of the double helix bioptic strand that would have to preclude a lampstand. So ding, 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 ding.
You referred to lining up the chromosomes and from last week when you spoke last week.
The lampstands would be the representation of it. We said it a standing candelabra. And if you look at a double helix strand, it has an appearance of having a candelabra. If anyone knows good Bucciolani, it always has that strands in it.
What's Bucciolani, Carol?
Silver's type of silver. A hand-chased silver. Very
much. Ion, there are people on the chat line who don't know anything, and it's interesting what they're saying. If the RNA drops are doing the anointing, then is the lampstand inside the human body?
That would not be bad if the lampstand represents the double helix strands. So, not too bad. Better than
If it represents... Does it represent a double helix strand? A helix?
It would be representative of it. We just spent 20 minutes talking about it. Yeah.
And is the gold, the makeup of the lamps are gold, worked gold.
Yes.
How does that relate to the architecture of the double helix strands?
Okay. There's a quiz. Let's see who I will call. I know who hit it right off the top. Hey, Jeannie Bell.
Yeah?
Give it to him. AL2SO4. Give him the whole thing. Just see if you're good at it. Show him. You can chat. You got it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Sheila's painting and read it right off the painting.
Does it have a name?
that we call it the bludgeoning.
Yeah. Okay. So the formula, you go to SheilaKern.com and look at After the Thunders. This painting is owned by Allison. She bought it from Sheila. And the formula is Al2 paren SO4 paren 3 NH2O NASO4 dot KMG4 paren HE6 NE2 paren XE5 close paren RN3 paren KR6 GE1 paren TH3 ZR1 TI5 close paren SIDO2.
Yay!
That was the answer. What was the question again?
Exactly.
Gold.
What does the gold have to do with the architecture?
The gold is the only element on this planet, on this earth, on most earths that you would have engagement that can be contained within that atmospheric position.
I think that's the first time I heard that one.
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever had that before.
Way to go, Susanna.
So it doesn't matter what the atmosphere changes to, gold will always be.
You can't make it go away. The more you burn it, the richer, purer it gets. You can shoot up in the space, it falls back down.
So that's why ascended environments have gold. That's why ascended environments are always painted as gold places.
All the gold that is here. It never goes away.
That means the ascended places are right here in some way with it.
Of course.
That's why it makes it so important.
We do.
Who said that?
Barbara.
Ion, in our meat sack body, do we have to integrate gold?
You have already.
We already have gold in our meat sack body?
You certainly do.
What type of gold are you talking about? Are you talking about the gold, like the metal gold, or, you know, like in Revelations when they talk about gold, this gold is clear as crystal?
Yeah, well, that's the same gold that's AU. That's the same crystal clear gold. They're the same. One's just much, 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 much purer than another.
Ion, you're going to get the crystal liquors after this and think it's ormic gold?
No.
Can you differentiate those two?
Yeah, you already have gold in your system. You don't add it to your system. Mm-hmm.
It's part of many, many elements that we have that we don't even know about, right?
Well, we'd say in the clays and the muds that you consumed, you sieved out gold that's already being held. Just as they vetch about the heavy metal mercury in your bodies, we did the same thing with gold. Or you got it out of a bottle of Goldschlager.
The Al2SO43, you said previously, had to do with the layers of the blessings of the covenant from Revelations 10:4.
It is. But it's also the atmosphere that your world is becoming, which is what that's about as well.
But I thought that the atmosphere that the world was coming to was the NASO4.
No. No. That's an aspect that will thrive in that atmosphere. Your carbon ratios will change all that. Everything shifts. When the boiling point of water changes, everything changes.
So the Al2SO4 refers to the gold element that you were just...
No, that's the new atmosphere in your world. And in that atmosphere, gold is what will be able to stand as it stands here. It's one of the few elements that can't have a radioisotope attached to it. Because you have isotopes now, but when you change your atmosphere, your isotopes are going to change. Gold is one that won't change. That's why it's because it's the standard, the gold standard. But you knew this and hid it when you put it all through history, that gold is the gold standard, standard by which all things are measured. Well, that still is the case. But you think it has to do with money checks. Well, money is up and down, but gold is forever. So good.
That is for everyone or only those who take the RNA drops.
It's for everyone. It'll be some people's doom. It'll be some people's blessing. But it's for everyone.
Because everyone has gold. The atmosphere will change. What is going to be the difference between those who don't go to the Gulf?
The ones that don't go to the Gulf, they will come back into their place of power and they'll live happily ever after right here.
And the ones that do go to the Gulf, they'll come back here by default, ascended?
They may.
So it's not a for sure thing then?
Well, that's up to them. They chose to come, they choose to go.
Ion, you've stated that it's preferable to stay here and ascend.
Hell yeah, it's much better to stay here. Why you gotta go through that? Why you gotta eat a big meal and toss your cookies and eat again? Why don't you just keep it where you already ate?
All right.
If you can't re-eat, a dog will return to his vomit, so yeah, you could.
And that's where Russ Cole has got it all wrong in that way.
Of course they do. That's all right. It'll be over very soon, don't worry.
And part of that process of the guff emptying, when the guff empties and everybody comes back, that'll be this process of those that are in their power doing what was laid out in Ezekiel 37 of taking the dusty bones and resurrecting them?
Yeah, we think we'll just make them star in all anime versions of shows.
You said show?
Yeah, we were being cheeky. They would make them put them in anime. Make them be in all cartoons.
Ion, regarding the oil representing the trimethyl lysine acid, are there other oils or other representations of different acids, amino acids?
There are. There are.
Could you name them?
We can.
Are there seven?
We didn't say.
They're the acids that the color of the four horses represent?
Not the way you mean it, no. It does, but not the way you mean it.
It does, but not the way I mean it. But the
right.
Color of the four horses represent amino acids?
Not the way you mean it.
Not the way I mean it.
Correct.
That's
your question is brilliant, but not the way you're asking it.
Part of the horse membrane is taurine and methionine that are in the realign.
Yes. Very good. Very good. We said not the way you mean it, Brian, but we do. That is the way we mean it with you, dear.
So that vision you were describing is the RNA Drops website.
Okay.
Yeah, it survives
the
cloud EMP.
You mean the working RNA website. Oh, yeah.
The content, the five completement products, the whole layout, that's certainly part of the what survives the EMP.
Mm-hmm. Good. Somebody could ask Bob to have an EMP for dinner.
Ion, could you say what the acids are in the lampstand?
Yeah, we sure could.
Will you?
Got a chance.
Okay, bye.
What was that, Barbara? The acids of what?
You know how he said the oil in the lampstand, he mentioned one of them, trimethyl.
The beginning point, you won't do it.
Yeah, the perfect amino acid, the trimethyl lysine. And so I was wondering, I suspected there might be other.
She was wondering, yes.
Yeah.
If it's a crapshoot, then you could crap out. See your point, money's gone. When you roll in crap, see your point, your money's gone. We don't want your money to be gone. So rather than do it in the form of a crapshoot, once you get a little more into it, you'll be able to parse it down exactly. If you want to do striations of viscosities of amino acids that are based in what you call an oil-solute position, darling, we will change your world. But you're not quite there yet.
The RNA drops have an effect on, obviously, the bodies at the cellular level. Can you note or share any changes any differences with the bread of life and living water, the way that they affect the cells, or is that?
Exodus 19:1. In the third month, after the children of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. So is that the answer?
So we got to the first 2 months, and that's the third month.
How very wonderful.
Ion, it says that Sinai is enveloped in a cloud.
Yeah. You're welcome. We call it the cloud, remember? You remember before it was, and we told you all about the cloud and that everything was going to be in the cloud, and everybody just giggled and went, hee, 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 hee. And now you can't even retrieve a piece of data that's not stored in your cloud. We said it had to be moved. It had to be moved as in the cloud of glory. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Long time ago. It's moving. Move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. And we said,
the cloud?
And we said, trust your operating systems to the cloud, and nobody even knew what it was.
Hey, Jeannie, where was this you just quoted? What did you say? What line? Or?
I'm saying that the Sinai is enveloped in a cloud. It quakes and is filled with smoke. Lightning comes forth, the roar of the thunder is mingled with the blast of trumpets.
Is that the EMP, Ion?
Didn't say.
What?
We didn't say.
Is that a description of the EMP explosion?
We didn't say.
You could someday make an opinion on it.
We could. I think what you're trying to get is where Moses was begging God. About Exodus 32:11.
When he's up on the mountain in his schizophrenic process?
Didn't say.
You will say, no.
No. No, that's following the old stuff. We've already done all that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the part you're already responsible for.
Okay.
You can't redo the old, so we got the old new old can't be as good as the old new. Because if the old new is as good as the new, then you wouldn't have the old. But you knew the old would be new if the old was new enough to be old. Right?
Last week when you talked about oxygen going away and there'll just be an isotope of oxygen, will that affect water as we know it now?
Yes, you can't have water. It's two parts hydrogen, one part water.
So water will be going away?
It'll be changing.
It'll be changing. So will it be water as we recognize it now, or will it be something completely different?
It won't be as you recognize it now, but we don't know. Yeah, it'll be with less oxygen. You see, when you have a negative pH, that's a potential for hydrogen. When you have a negative pH, that's not a base, an alkaline, or an acid. It's something else. And so if you have a contingent fluidity or viscosity base that's a negative potential for hydrogen, which means it would absorb hydrogen that it is to bring it up to, say, a zero, which is still not the medium of the mole scale of figuring out hardness or pHs as you go, then what happens is it changes what everything can be. It moves level, plumb and steady. Plumb, bob, it moves center. When you move center, then it makes everything different. And what we would say, the better way to describe it is, you mean the way water, when you know water now, you think that's water? No. It's just an elixir to bring poison through your body.
Is it still going to be a liquid?
Didn't say.
Ion, will we have doll-like bodies?
Well, virtually. You get the pun, virtually.
Yeah.
Is that Kim speaking?
Cindy.
Does the shoe bread have the same craving effect as the RNA drops?
Yes, it's the most satisfying you'll ever have. You can have some of it. And it's not like ice cream where you never get enough until you throw up and then you have to eat more to see if that's what it was that made you sick or not. It's not like ice cream. It's satisfying. You can have some and it's satisfying. It's the most completely satisfying you've ever, 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 ever been. It's amazing.
So once we consume it, we wouldn't require any other type of food?
No. This is not a less than. This is an inclusive. You should be able to have everything.
Is that Trey?
Yes.
So we won't just live on that?
No.
You know, you certainly could, but you don't have to.
You could, okay?
Yeah. So you don't have to include it all. Bob proved that already.
I proved that. You don't need food to live on.
How long did you go?
Oh, a couple minutes. That was up.
Come on.
I saw the outcome. I paralleled to many worlds, saw what was happening, said, yeah, that'll happen, and I was back to the chocolate ice cream.
When we get to the bread of life, and the bread of life will be something that is unbelievably satisfying, but will we drink living water, or will living water be...
You would drink living water.
And that living water is going to be the water that is going to be changed with the isotope of oxygen?
We think we're going to hide it in diet sodas because that seems to be the thing that's killing everybody these days. Wouldn't that be a hoot? We hide it in all the things that are killing you so that only the strong survive. That's quoting early Kyler with his squid disease.
Hey, is the heart of the nerve center in the meat sack, is the heart of the nerve center that allows chromosome 14 to flow freely?
No, the hypothalamus is.
Ion, is alcohol going away?
Never. You're going to need alcohol. It's not to get liquored up, but you're going to need alcohol because it's going to be the only thing you can use as a base.
As a base?
Hey, Dr. Dean, what is the pH of alcohol, isopropyl or otherwise?
I haven't thought of that lately. Probably neutral.
Well, we sure would prefer something other than a gas.
Yeah, let me look. Yeah, the pH of pure ethanol and all other alcohols is 7. So we've got a conflict here.
Smack down the middle. So if you had a pH of minus 7, alcohol would then be a representation of a...
negative pH and a non-alcohol.
So it would be a flat base.
When you say base, that implies alkaline. I don't know, does it jump?
Well,
it'd
be a pH of 0. So if it's a pH of 0, what is it?
Well, that's acidic or getting into negative pH.
But if you got
no pH.
Yeah, but it's no pH. If you can have a minus pH, you got to have be able to have a zero pH.
Uh-huh.
So alcohol will be the way to tell that.
Okay. What are we going to do with alcohol?
That's up to you.
Well, what will be our purpose after we're, like, transformed?
It won't have a purpose. It'll be like everything else. It'll be mere pleasure and delight.
What
do for you? It'll make your belly happy.
You were saying last week, though, that alcohol would be no more, but you meant no more in the sense that...
as a something to liquor you up.
Right. People won't get drunk on it.
And if it has a pH of 7, you have the potential for a negative pH, then there will be no more. Or let's say alcohol that has a pH of 7 will be no more. Okay.
Yes. Right.
Can we get back to hydrogen and oxygen and pH?
Yes. Who brought up that issue?
Cindy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so ask your hydrogen question.
Okay. I heard last week that the element of oxygen will no longer bond with a proton. Did I hear correctly?
That's right. Did.
So what I heard tonight was that hydrogen replaces oxygen in that relationship.
It
is
will.
That correct?
A derivation of that, but yes, that's correct. It's actually an isotope of hydrogen that will replace it. But when it does, it won't be an isotope any longer. The base has changed. So yes, is the answer to the question, but not exactly as you would say it is today.
What will it be if it will no longer be an isotope?
It will be an isotope that's stable, that does not have a half-life. It's hydrogen H197.
So it won't be in it's a single
it won't be an
atomic
isotope.
State. It won't be an element. It won't be an isotope. It'll be something entirely different.
It won't be an isotope. It'll be a stable element, hydrogen. With an atomic number not of 1, and not of 197.
It's a derivative of hydrogen, but not an isotope.
It will not be what replaces oxygen.
It will not be what replaces oxygen.
No, it will not be an isotope when it replaces oxygen.
Okay,
see,
so now
two parts have got to change. Two things have got to change, and when they change, then it will. And then and that stable hydrogen H197 will replace oxygen.
And then it will be a base, a pH base.
Well, no, it won't be a base. It won't be a pH base. It can be a negative pH.
So will we measure pH
yes.
differently?
Yes.
And so
no.
it resets the neutral
no.
to a negative?
Right. We already said no. See, the same way we can answer your questions before you ask them is the same way this other process works. It's great fun.
Can scientists put the, you know, a gas in a spectrometer, and would they see H197 ion, or is it?
They will if they get a prevalent argon base. They can now.
Does it have to do with the density? The difference
no.
of density? No.
No. No. No. Potential for hydrogen didn't have anything to do with density.
But hydrogen is lighter than oxygen, right?
No, never mind.
Okay.
Hey, Ion, this is Kim. I wanted to ask before the night kite goes away about the lampstand. After reading and thinking about this, when you look at the lampstand, you have a the middle part of it is larger than the side pieces that come out. And it looks like when the high priest had to go into the holies of holies, he had to wash his hands and his feet. Would the lampstand be the hypothalamus, would be the top light, and then off the two sides you'd have your eyes and your hands, your arms and your feet?
No, it's not symbolic. It's real.
It's real.
It's real. It's so a real lampstand. And it's part of the bigger picture, but it's not metaphorical. It's the, actually as it lays out that it says it is.
It's a technology. Technology.
Is the technology intertwined in the human body now?
Already, of course.
It's
you
already
had it when you were God. You had it when you were God. Then you had to separate yourself from it because you wouldn't remember when you were a little man. So you had to lay all this out in an altar and get an Ark of the Covenant and get an altar and get the blood of a lamb and get these 24 elders and get the lampstands and the horrors of Babylon and the vile judgments and the trumpets and the seals. And you had to set all this shit up so you could find your way back to God. It's kind of ridiculous to us, too, but yet we're still in the throes of it, aren't we?
Just erase 2 hours of previous information.
What to do with the verse in Malachi where it says, may the Lord whom you seek suddenly fill the temple? When this is lit, is correct? Is that it?
When the gig is up, it's on, honey. You better believe that.
Is the key of David technology?
You may.
You
think about it. You're trying to make an application of a thing that you would use and make it a description for something that is. So you may use it, but it's not necessarily applied. But you may use it.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, now.
Ion, do you know what I mean when I refer to the space between the particles?
We do.
Will that change? Will the space
change? Will change.
Will there be less space between the particles?
No, you can't gauge it. You can't gauge it that way. Just like there's no time, how would you measure a cork if there's no time? So you can't. The space will change. The lines and spaces are shifting. They've always been. You just won't notice it. So So now what you're calling is the spaces for, say, a chemical equation or attaching electrons to a new chemical of value. You have to have a time element to do that. Well, that won't work anymore because there is no time. You invented time. It's a false premise. It's gone. Without time, then there's no hurry. When there's no hurry, then the space between these elemental positions will go seamlessly sitting together like blocks. So there won't have to be space between any of them. They will fit tighter. It's a more dense matter. It'll be a super dense matter, almost so much so that the entire planet would be changed from its polarity. The collapse is sustainable. The implosion is sustainable unto itself. So, yes, it will implode, but it'll implode to itself. So no problem, but it will change, as you described.
So is that like an old-timey description of the sugar cube from way, way back?
Uh-huh, it is. Very wonderful, gosh.
Beautiful. So Descartes defined science as anything you can measure.
Uh-huh.
And we just won't be measuring it anymore.
No, what? Science is only what you can dispel. Science's only job is to undo stuff.
Beautiful.
Doesn't create anything. Everything that it finds already is. Science finds that which already is. It doesn't create anything.
So it's not about never minding. It's just quit defining.
There you go. Because everything you define moves you further from your place of figuring it out. But now there's yet another line that you got to overcome or figure out or sift or seeds, as it were.
Yeah, what are we going to do if we're not figuring it out?
And start having some fun with it.
B.
Because sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't.
Yay.
Go ahead, Ledger.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how you doing, everybody? Where's the Ark of the Covenant?
Under Bob's bed.
You weren't going to tell us.
Moses decided to separate the non-physical from the physical and place the non-physical in the Ark of the Covenant. And through that period, the Ark of the Covenant had been transferred through several locations. But did Moses do that himself? Because you said Moses is his own God. Is that correct?
Yes. Actually, it was Aaron did that. Exodus 39:1. You've been listening. How wonderful.
Always. Is there manna inside the Ark of the Covenant as well?
No, there is not.
Is the next product you're coming out with similar to what manna was back then?
No, it is what manna is now.
Manna became something. It's the new manna? Is that what you're saying, Ian?
Yeah.
It's new. It's many generations later.
Right. Yeah. But they had manna back then as well.
Numbers 9:5.